This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say 11 heavily armed self-professed militia members were arrested in Boston Saturday, ending an overnight standoff that shut down the major U.S. interstate at the start of the Independence holiday weekend. Local media identify them as members of Rise of the Moors, a group that does not recognize American laws but professes to be peaceful. The encounter began early Friday when a Massachusetts state trooper saw two cars stopped in a breakdown lane with groups of men armed with rifles and pistols standing around, according to police. The group, whose self-professed leader, told police that the men were traveling from U.S. state Rhode Island to Maine for some so-called training, scattered into the nearby woods off the Interstate 95 after police asked for their identification and gun permits. Demolition workers are planning to bring down the rest of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida ahead of an approaching storm that is heightening concerns that the structure could come down on its own. A top Miami-Dade fire official says the plan is to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it is structurally unsound, and bringing it down will protect residents. To confirm death toll from the collapse has risen to 24, with the discovery of two more bodies in the rubble. And the Canadian military says it is on standby to help evacuate towns and fight more than 170 wildfires fueled by a record-setting heat wave and tender